This is Michael Carbone with the Truth Network. We're partnering with Bible League International on Open the Floodgates, Bibles for Africa. In many parts of countries like Kenya, Ghana, Tanzania, and Mozambique, as many as 9 out of 10 Christians are denied God's word by corrupt governments, majority religions, and poverty and remoteness. $5 sends a Bible, $100 sends 20, $500 sends 100. Call 800-YES-WORD. That's 800-937-9673. Thank you for caring.
Hi, I'm Matthew. My co-hosts, Brianna, Michael, Paul, and I have found life beyond Mormonism to be brighter than we were told it would be. Join us for discussions about our journeys from Mormon to Jesus.
I'm Brianna from the Outer Brightness Podcast. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
I was telling Beth Ann today, I often feel like the luckiest man on the planet that I not only get a chance to share all that stuff, but the Christian Car Guy Show, I hope you had a chance to listen to that. And the wonderful calls and the way God shows up in so many different ways is so unbelievable. And another way he shows up is I get a chance to meet so many really cool people on Kingdom Pursuits, how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And as I was mentioning that you talk to these people, they've been through some stuff, man, and God uses that in phenomenal ways. So today we have with us Eric Mock, and he is with the SGA, and they share the gospel at summer camps in the shadow of Chernobyl. And so talk about going through some stuff, Eric. Those people have really been through it, haven't they? She's going to call you back, Eric, based on the fact that for whatever reason, our phone system today is just deciding to do a little bit of an echo. But we'll get that in a second. But next up, talking about going through something, we have Pastor Odell Cleveland and his new book, It's My Turn. And so he's got an event, and that My Turn is Caregiving 101. And I can tell you, my wife is going through something. She's been caring for her mother for some time. And before that, we cared for my father. So I understand very much what this book is about. And for so many of us, it is our turn. And so we have with us Pastor Odell Cleveland. And he's got a big event coming up May 19th where you're going to have a chance to take his. He's going to speak on this whole idea on a Zoom call. And you get a free book just for registering. But meanwhile, welcome, Pastor.
Well, thank you for having me. Just we just thank God to be able to share in the whole idea of caring for a loved one. It's just phenomenal. I just, you know, wrote this book as therapy with me traveling back and forth to Charleston, South Carolina, caring for my mother. And when I share it with other people, they're like, wow, either they've been through it or they're going through it. And it's just been a blessing. And when you start thinking about, you know, kingdom pursuits, I had no idea what God was doing. I had no idea.
Yeah, so many times the kingdom's right in our own home.
Amen. 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 Amen.
And he's got work. He's got work. And it is an interesting thing that at some point in time it does become your turn, and it really is some tests that you did not see coming, because there are so many old wounds that we don't know are there.
Wow. Wow, you know what you're talking about. You know exactly what you're talking about, from sibling rivalry to, you know, many of us left our parents' home at a age of being an adult or a young adult. You know, graduated from college, and then you went home for a minute, you got a job, you moved to another city. And a lot of some unresolved issues or, like you said, old wounds, because now you're going back as an adult, you know, taking care of a parent, and you still have all the sibling rivalries where it did exist or it didn't exist. You have the financial obligations. You have all the things that makes it so dynamic, and you have the parent fighting for their independence.
Oh, yes, they do. And Kane is alive and well, in case you didn't know that.
Amen.
First person with a belly button. I don't know if you ever thought about that, Bethann, but he... So also, we got Eric with us. He is with the SGA. And we were talking about summer camps in the shadow of Chernobyl. I hope we got you better, Mike. Eric, can you hear me okay?
I can. It's so wonderful to be with you.
And so these people, I just can't even imagine what they went through in Chernobyl and what summer camps are in that culture. So can you give us some sense of that?
Oh, absolutely. And you are right. Some of what they experienced is almost unthinkable to us. Even when the radiation was initially falling down in Chernobyl, many people weren't informed. And so people were going along with their daily life, and it came down most heavily in southern Belarus. And given the half-life of radiation, children have grown up not only dealing with the brokenness of homes and life in dysfunctional families, but they're also dealing with the effects, the lingering effects of the radiation. So some of the kids have all kinds of physical problems. And so to be able to go to one of these camps and to get a step away from the realities of life is a miracle for them.
That's so beautiful. So I know the SGA stands for sharing the gospel somehow, but can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, Slavic Gospel Association actually was founded in 1934 by a Belarusian immigrant. So the focus of our organization is serving the local Bible teaching church, the indigenous churches there. This has been such a joy. That allows us to be small and for the kingdom to be great. So we get behind the churches that God has raised up. They're the ones that are reaching these kids in their own communities. And we pray when they come to faith during these summer camps, that they get involved in Sunday school and these local churches, and the knock-on effect is it brings their parents in, and the gospel's going forward, and that's what we want to see, is more lives coming to faith in Christ.
You know, camp is such a special time, right? I mean, I hope you get a chance. Like, I just came back off of two different camps. I was at Nikita Koloff's man camp, and then we had our boot camp, and so you get in the in the woods alone with God, and other people are sharing experiences with God, and it's just like a holy moment. And how amazing is it that, Eric, you guys partner with God in making this happen for people that really, how else could they have such a experience? It's just...
Well, you're really putting an exclamation point on it, because it really is important to these kids. Regretfully, a large number of these kids come from broken homes, alcoholic parents, dysfunctional homes. They're at-risk kids. And some of them were bringing from orphanages. And so these kids are caught up in the morass of the hardship of life and the destruction of families. And all of a sudden, they come away to a camp that is led by these faithful believers. And when they do this, they find new hope, new direction, and they're just away from the chaos of the world. And a lot of these kids come to faith during these times.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, if you're familiar with Russia, the alcoholism there is horrific. And I've had some Russian friends in my life, and these are things that they really, really struggle with. Dysfunctional families, yeah, we have them in America, but oh, my goodness. You know, when they didn't have a lot of hope just due to their culture, they turn to alcohol, and oh my goodness, what that has done to families, which goes back to, right, the whole idea of caregiving, because you know how it goes back to it is because, it, you know, in my own life, the alcoholics that were involved in essentially, you know, my wife's family, oh my goodness, what that has brought to the need for caregiving at different levels. And how do you do that without Jesus, Odell?
Well, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's very hard to do it without Jesus. And Eric, let me say to you, my friend, that God bless you. God bless you. And please, I will find out from Robbie how I can make a personal contribution, what you all are doing, because what you're saying just touched my soul. Now, Robbie, to the point of the whole thing about caregiving, a lot of it is based on the environment we left. And the fact that John 3:16, you know, God so loved the world, gave his own. So now God asks us to forgive. But it's hard to forgive sometimes. And because the person we left as individuals, we're not that same person when we return. And let's just say we had alcoholism or abuse or anything, poverty, anything in our households, that's what we remember. But they're not the same person. That individual that may have done something wrong, they're not that same person, but we remember them. And we're not the same person. So a lot of times in caregiving, when you come back as an adult child, your parents are trying to treat you like you are a child. You know what I mean?
Oh, I believe me. You're talking to Noah about the flood here. So when we we come back, we have so much more, including my riddles and jokes. So you'll get a chance to hopefully laugh along with me or at me, whichever you prefer. We got Pastor Odell and Eric Mock. All this is at KingdomPursuitsByTheWay.com, and we'll be right back with so much more.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Oh, welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And I just learned something, Beth Ann. It's my month. May is Old Americans Month. And since
it's my month too. Yay.
And due to the fact that it's Old Americans Month, we got Pastor Odell Cleveland with his really, really great, I mean, needed for such a time as this, It's My Turn Now event, which features his book, which is coming up May 19th. It's going to be a Zoom event where you can, you know, be one-on-one there with Pastor Odell. And plus, the first 100 register are going to get to receive a free copy of his book, My Turn Now, Caregiving 101. And then we have also with us Eric Mock, and he's with the SGA, which I learned that too today, Beth Ann, that means Slavic Gospel Association, and their summer camps in the shadow of Chernobyl. And as I mentioned, it's all at kingdompursuits.com, how to register for Pastor's event, or if you feel like Odell, you feel led to give to these camps, you can go right there at kingdompursuits.com and click on the links and make all that happen. But you do know that it's Kingdom Pursuits, and so at some point in time, I have to get to the riddles.
I got to.
So speaking of turn, Beth Ann.
Turn.
Do you know how you turn a duck into a soul singer?
How do you turn a duck into a soul singer?
Well, you put it in the oven and you bake it until its bill withers.
That's so wrong.
Yeah, that'll make it every single time. So, two fish were in a tank, Beth Ann, and one...
Two fish?
Well, yeah, one was an eel and one was a cod, and the eel turns, that's the word we're using today, to the cod and says, you know, how do you drive this thing? It's a tank. It'll come to you a little bit. It's all right. So, speaking of turn again, I turned 65 and 6 months old this month.
Oh, happy
birthday. Yeah, I did, and my wife will tell you, I don't need glasses, because I drink my milk straight from the bottle. For which she still gets mad at me, even though, you know, there's nobody else in the house that drinks milk. I don't know what, but I like to drink it straight. Don't you?
No.
Odell, be honest.
Yeah, I do. I cannot. I have to be honest. Yeah, and I know that's a horrible habit to have, but I do it. And my wife looks at me and she just shakes her head after 35 years of marriage. She just shakes her head.
I just tell her I don't need glasses, honey.
Okay.
You know, there you go. So. Here you go. So speaking of turns and sibling rivalry and all that, I came up with a little bit of a riddle for that. So, and we got a great, great, great prize again today. So which author in the Bible had so many older brothers, you can imagine he never got a turn. So when he got a chance to write this book in the Bible, this particular younger brother, you know, he just immediately went turn, turn, turn. I mean, apparently it was on his mind. So, if you can name that author in the Bible who said turn, 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 you can, Beth Ann, tell them what they can win.
Oh, Robbie, the this will turn everyone's head because we have a Visa gift card, $25 for you to spend any way you want.
And also, by the way, if you just say, you know, I would appreciate $25, but I'd rather have a Christian Car Guy t-shirt.
We got Robbie. I got a whole chair full of them. You know that.
All you have to do is call 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH, and tell us which author in the Bible was turning. We would love to hear from you today. But I am... You know, the more I think about this Zoom call and the opportunity for this free resource, you know, this is so, I know a lot of people listening are in the midst of this struggle, and it means so much to have resources. And so what are some of the things that you're going to share on the Zoom call, Odell?
You know, Robbie, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it's talk about time. You know, it's a time to laugh, it's a time to cry. But also, I look at it from this perspective, and this is what God revealed to me. As a caregiver, it either become a time in our lives where either we need a caregiver or we become a caregiver. That's the first point God shared with me. The second point is the duration of time. How long, God? God, how long will I be a caregiver? Not that I'm complaining, but how long? Because in a way, you kind of put your life on hold. And the third thing, when God shared this with me, I really just start crying, is that when my time as a caregiver is up, will I feel guilty or relieved? And will I feel guilty for feeling relieved? Oh. I know that sounds so selfish, Robbie. That sounds so selfish.
Oh,
but I just had to start weeping when God
shared
with that. You
stop preaching and you start getting personal here. Or however they said that. And you know, like, oh my gosh. Yes, that's exactly the sense of... Yeah. And also the other point you made, which I think is absolutely brilliant, is yes, I needed a caregiver when my mom cared for me and my dad cared for me and they were changing my diaper, right?
Yes.
And that went on probably a lot longer than they had hoped.
Potty trained. You know, it take us men longer to be potty trained than usually on average than the young ladies.
But, you know, it's a humbling thing to think back with, yeah. And, you know, how long has God been wet nursing me, you know, to whatever extent? And then, oh, wow. And so I love that. Ecclesiastes does speak to that.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
It's interesting. It's a couple times that me and God just had to talk about it, because helping my mother with her depends. That's different. That's different for me. It's just... Life has a way of just God showing us our significance, but more importantly, that we need him. And me and my mom's having conversations now about life and death and just things that in this whole caregiving experience, sometimes, Robbie, I just don't want to drive those 6 hours. Sometimes I don't want to be called in the middle of the night to help my mother. Sometimes I just don't. But then other times I just thank God for the privilege and the honor to serve my mother who took care of me and my siblings.
You know, what you just said is so brought back just right to my heart. What an honor it was. You know, my dad did not want to, I was my dad's caregiver, and he did not want to talk about his funeral. He didn't want to talk about his dying. And weeks before, he knew that was pretty obvious that that was coming. But I really did have the honor of walking him through, Dad, we got to talk about it. You know, Dad, you know, what that's going to be like. And, you know, to be a son in that moment is truly an honor. You know, I would love for my son to walk me through that at the point where I'm scared. Right?
Yeah, and it's interesting that you're crying now because, and I don't know how long ago you were a caregiver for your father, but it just shows the impact that caregiving has, and that's why we need the Holy Spirit. That's why we need Jesus Christ. That's why God helps us, and I didn't know when I wrote this book that this is, it was just therapeutic for me. Robbie, it was just therapeutic for me. And people are telling me, oh my God, Odell, thank you so much. And I'm like, thank me? It's like sometimes God just the whole kingdom pursuits. That wasn't my intent, but that was God's intent for me.
Brian, we comfort others with the comfort we've been comforted. And so how beautiful is that? And Eric, you know, so much you get a chance to hear that through the Slavic Gospel Association. Like, oh my goodness, these people get a chance for a life where they can stay connected to their parents because they're in Christ.
Yeah, I was just listening to this conversation, and Pastor Odell, so accurate to quote Ecclesiastes. And Robbie, it's just, I think we see life through, as it were, a straw. We can't see the future, the past we kind of understand. And we have to trust in a sovereign God who is leading us and guiding us and loving us. And for a lot of these kids, I'm sorry, I was going to mention that for a lot of these kids that are coming to camp, they've known only suffering, especially these orphan children, and they have only known the brokenness of a family. And who would have thought that in the middle of their darkest times, God was positioning them to hear of the greatest of times? You know, so often we look at difficult events as the end of the story, yet very often our sovereign God leads us by his Spirit and places us where we need to be to open the door to the greatest of hopes and the greatest of love and the greatest of opportunity. And that's where these camps are. These kids that have known only suffering and difficulty and pain all of a sudden find out that all along God was moving them along to a point where they discover hope and faith in him, and often it's passed on to the parents, and the parents that have had a life of suffering all of a sudden find hope in Christ, and so it becomes a nexus by which you see difficulties transformed into victories.
You know, it's absolutely terrific. As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I was talking about Revelations today, chapter 21, where Jesus says, you know, I am the beginning and I'm the end, or I'm the Aleph and I'm the Tav, if you're in Hebrew. And he's saying that, oh, there is a new beginning that can happen for that entire family to actually be a family.
Be functional.
As he comes into there and drink from that living water, that same living water that he is talking about in Revelation. So that's, wow, how cool is that? So great news, we got Scott, who's got a guest for us on, you know, who wrote Turn, and it may be you might have something. You know, we've never had anybody that ever missed on this show in the history of Kingdom Pursuit, so you can still call us 866-348-7884. Don't forget, Kingdom Pursuits has where you can register for Pastor Odell's conference, or you can get involved with the SGA.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Oh, welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are really, again, so blessed to have with us Pastor Odell Cleveland with his new book, It's My Turn Now. And he's got an event coming up with Zoom where you can take part in that May 19th from 10 to 11. And all you have to do is go register for that, which you can go to kingdompursuits.com and see that. My Turn Now. Or by all means, Eric Mock with the SGAA, Slavic Gospel Association, sharing the gospel through summer camps in the shadow of Chernobyl are the two guests we have on with us today. But also I have Amy Cabo, the host of The Cure. And Amy, you guys have a really, really cool show. I love the topic of coming out of poverty.
Yes, it's really interesting because today we're going to discuss those things that hold us back, and you know, and how to excel and live a happy, fulfilling life while minimizing frustrations and obstacles such as poverty.
Yeah, and you got a guest?
Yes, I do have a guest. My guest is one second. My guest is Matthew Morales.
All right. And so that's going to be awesome, Amy. Again, it's a live show, so you can call in just like you did at Kingdom Pursuits. Engage with Amy because they're talking about the cure, right? How do you come through these things? And there's, I know she loves it. I love it when you call. You love it too, don't you, Amy?
I do. I do love it because everybody has could add something to the show, and we'd love to hear all kinds of different ideas, and we can always help each other.
Plus, you even get to talk to Boris, like one of my favorite things. So, thank you, Amy. God bless you guys. Have a great show.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And speaking of great shows, okay, I'm just giving you a little hint that you might have enjoyed listening to Odell since you've been hearing him on the air today. Well, I just got to tell you, coming up in the month of June, right, we have a new show called Common Ground, and it features Odell and his good friend with not, there's not talking about caregiving in, but well, they're talking about caregiving in a way for us to reconcile racial relationships, right?
Yeah. You know, good friend, Bill Goebel. We've been friends for years. We've traveled to different parts of the world and different parts of the country together and have very unique experiences. So we talk about those experiences, but we also talk about God and how God can bring a Black Christian brother and a white Christian brother together and help us deal with the whole thing on race and racism and society. And it's just a powerful show. And we just thank God for what God is doing. And thank you all for hosting us.
Yeah. And as you can hear, I mean, if you're just sitting there listening, like, oh my goodness, Odell's going through this. It's his turn. Well, he's quite obviously the Black guy in the story, and I'm quite obviously the white guy, right? And what we share very, very, very common experiences. And so, wow, I mean, we need each other's wisdom desperately. God put us all here to come together. And so I'm so excited about this show, The Common Ground. It's coming up in June. But I'm also very excited because we have Terry. She is in Richmond, and she has an answer for us on my riddle, which, you know, Terry, who wrote Turn, Turn, Turn? Can you hear me, Terry? Okay, she's, how do you want to, so Terry, please call us back. Please, 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 because we've got an issue with our phones going on. So hopefully Terry will call back and we'll be able to get her on with an answer for Turn, Turn, Turn. But, you know, getting back to Eric and the SGA. So how about your own story, Eric? How in the world did you get involved with Slavic Russians?
Well, it's pretty interesting. I'm one of those guys that has a unique story. I actually came to faith through the ministry of an unbeliever. I grew up in as much like you see in typical America, kind of a Christianized pagan. A lot of people claim a faith they don't understand. And I was 38 years old and I was on the space program. And someone asked me about my faith. And I began to share about it. And he was nodding his head. And at the end of nodding his head, he turned to me and he says, "That's interesting. That's what my dad used to say. And you're as big of a hypocrite as he is." And I was so embarrassed, I called my wife and said, you know, I don't even know if I'm saved. And it started kind of a six-month journey that led me to my knees. And I came to faith. I was kind of at the pinnacle of my career, and I left it all behind to go into missionary work. So I'm a pastor and a missionary, and I work with SJ now. I've been there for 19 years serving churches, went back to school, got my MDiv, along with Turn, 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 I know what that's like. I mean, to walk away from a false sense of Christianity and embrace it head on. And that, my friend, is really much like the many churches we serve. These summer camps we're talking about are led by these local churches, of which many of them are led by men who once were lost and who are now found. And in fact, we're trying to support over 500 church-based camps, anywhere from a full facility like in Chernobyl, but some people just holding a camp in the backyard of their home, whatever it takes to be reaching these kids with the gospel. And so that's kind of where I'm at, where I was I was lost. I was chasing the American dream and thought that that's what was all about my faith. And I realized it was not a real faith until it cost us everything. So now I am, I have been with SGA as a missionary, and I'm a local church pastor, tent making pastor. And God's grace is immersive and expansive, and it can take old retreads and put new tires on the car and send us down a whole new road. And it's a glorious thing. And that's why it's such a joy for me to serve these churches and for your listeners to get behind serving these faithful churches, some congregations of only 5 or 6 people, all trying to reach these kids for Christ.
Yeah, and based on my experience, some of those congregations and 5 or 6 people are perhaps more real than a lot of the bigger churches that I've attended.
Well, amen, amen. They actually know you.
Yeah, yeah. They're
not just a number.
That's pretty real stuff, and it makes me go back to Odell. That when it comes to your own king, when your own home, all of a sudden, it's a real opportunity to find our own weaknesses and where God's going to help us to turn right to His strength.
You're absolutely right. And what Pastor Eric stated is that they actually know you. A lot of things in the book we talk about, and I'm just going to take a quick second and go through a couple titles. Chapter 1, he talks about what happened to my life. And that's when, you mind your own business and God taps you on the shoulder and said, I know you got all this stuff going on, your profession, all this stuff, but you got to go back home and help. Chapter 2, the epic struggle. And we laugh about that is when you're taking the keys from mom and dad, are not taking the keys, asking for the car keys. And that's that whole independence. Chapter 3, that gets everybody in trouble, sibling rivalries. We had those issues as children, and now we have those issues, unresolved issues as adults. Chapter 4, truth and harmony. Sometimes you have to tell the truth and you give up harmony because a lot of times you want peace in the valley, but the peace is hurting and killing you. Chapter 5, being there for dad, especially like someone like myself, when your father wasn't there for you. So how do you take care of a dad who usually, not always, so usually didn't take care of you or mistreated you, but now you have to take care of him, especially as a man looking at another man, understanding what didn't happen or what did happen. Chapter 6, one of my favorites, the hospital. When you're in the hospital with your loved one and people are calling and, you have to keep up with everything from all the just the whole hospital experience will just wear you out. Chapter 7, when things fall apart, the serenity prayer, and we all know that. 8, the prodigal son or daughter returns home. And 9, with the memories and everything else, losing their memories. And then 10, when caregiving ends. We find ourselves at the front of the church or in the car driving or at that gravesite.
Yeah, you're right there. And so we got to... one more segment to share. We'll be right back. So we even have a Riddler that's on the front line with us. So we're going to get to Scott here in a minute, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we are so blessed to have with us today Eric Mock with the SGA, sharing the gospel, summer camps in the shadow of Chernobyl, and Pastor Odell Cleveland with It's My Turn Now, his new book, and an event coming up May 19th from 10 to 11. Again, you can go register for that. You can just go to kingdompursuits.com and you can see where it says It's My Turn Now, and you can go register for that event. And the first 100 that do that is going to get a free book, right? Which you can hear already, he went through those chapters. It's going to be absolutely outstanding. Now, we had 2 Riddlers, and we've just had struggles with our phone system today, so please excuse our situation, but please call back. Scott, Terry, whoever would like to call back, we'll try to get you on, and we'll try to make sure somebody wins that gift card. If you know which author in the Bible, never got a turn because he was a younger brother, and so he went turn when it came to be his turn to write a book. So, getting back to my friend Eric, where are you located?
I'm in Northwest Illinois. I spent about a third of my life now overseas in the 11 countries of the former Soviet Union. And, you know, Pastor Odell, I'm thinking about time and families. And my wife sacrifices a lot as I do travel, and we've got kids and grandkids nearby. So we're blessed to have that. But it's a small village church here in Northwest Illinois that I pastor. And so it's a joy. We live in a time where we can be anywhere in the world and still minister by God's grace.
I love that part of Illinois. It's full of corn, right? And if you know me, I love corny jokes. And so it's just, you know, he who has ears to hear, I'm just saying. But meanwhile, we do have Scott finally back. He's got an answer for us on turn. Scott, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Robbie. Great show.
Oh, thank you. And Scott is our volunteer with the Jesus Labor of Love, car repair for single moms, widows, and families in crisis, and by all means, a very, very wonderful listener. So, Scott, who was this particular author in the Bible?
Well, that would be King Solomon.
Yes, he was. Yahoo! And so, you know, it's interesting that Pastor Odell went with Ecclesiastes, and here we got this. I mean, it kind of is our turn, isn't it?
Yeah, I figured it was pre-planned or something. What a coincidence.
Pretty cool stuff. So God bless you. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you calling in today.
My pleasure. Great show.
And always thank you for all you do for the Truth Network and for the Jesus Labor. For God is what you do it for.
Welcome.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye. All right, and we have Orlando, my good friend, is in High Point. Orlando, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
How you doing?
I am thrilled and just, you know, you're one of my favorite callers always, Orlando. So what have you got for us?
Well, he stole my answer, but I would say it was Solomon too, but he wrote Proverbs.
He did write Proverbs, right? All the stuff that he'd learned as being that younger brother. Never getting to turn. And so, the book of Proverbs, a great idea to read that, you know, one chapter every day. I've heard that every month, and wow, there's so much wisdom there. It's amazing to me how many times it'll just come out of left field, and I'll see something out of Proverbs, and I go, why did I never see that before? Why did I have to learn that one the hard way?
I like 31. It talks about our wives.
Well, I'm going to give you something else on that, Orlando. It actually, from my perspective, Proverbs 31 is for you because you're the bride of Christ.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you look at it spiritually.
And so I think it's an absolutely beautiful thing that my hope is to someday be a good Proverbs 31 woman.
Amen. Me too.
So, wow. Thank you, Orlando. I appreciate you always calling in.
Thank you.
And you have a great afternoon.
Sir.
God bless. Bye-bye. So, again, Pastor, what was something that you wanted to make sure in this last minute that our listeners got to hear about this event and why they should go register?
Well, I think one of the main things when it comes to sibling rivalries, we talk about it open and honest, and a lot of cases, that's where the stumble occurs. The fact that how does God allows us to go back and reconcile some of those things? And a lot of it wasn't the children. It was, let me just say, just in case, Robbie, you were your dad's or your mom's favorite child or named after your dad. You know, that wasn't your fault. You didn't have anything to do with that. However, it still affects everybody else. And what I like everybody to understand is that unintended consequences are still consequences. However, God is still God.
I like that. Unintended consequences are still consequences, but God is still God. And I imagine that speaks to Chernobyl, too. Is there something in this last few seconds that you wanted to share, Eric, you didn't have a chance to?
Yeah, just absolutely. This is a time of chaos in the world, and these kids need to hear of a God who loves them to turn hopelessness into hope, and supporting these camps opens the door to give these kids what they desperately need.
Yeah, you can imagine what it'd be like up there with coming out of COVID and all that they've experienced. So what an opportunity. Go to kingdompursuits.com, right? You can find out how to register for this Zoom event with Pastor Odell or get involved with the SGA. But most of all, we're grateful for you, listen. We're honored that you would spend time with us today on the Kingdom Pursuits. Right now, you get to stay tuned. So much truth coming at you. You got encouraging prayer, followed by the Masculine Journey if you're on the system here in Winston-Salem. And Nikita Koloff, it's time to man up.
This is the Truth Network.